Welcome back to the show. Apparently, Gary Lezak tried to call back in to give his thoughts on Thursday night football for tomorrow, but we'll have to hold him off until Thursday. How about that? But right now, we have the head coach of Arizona State and good friend of the show, Coach Herm Edwards, joins us. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Well, we're gonna try to play tackle football, which is kind of fun.
So the Pac-12, they are going to play and move forward. So last time we talked to you, that was not the case. And so let's start there. Your reaction to everything that was announced last week with the Pac-12 returning in November.
Well, we're excited for our fan base, our players, coaching staff, everyone involved. As we said earlier when I spoke to you guys, when we had postponed, it was all in the hands of the medical staff, and the medical professionals. And now with the testing availability to test every day, that was really a breakthrough for us. And we're headed forward. I think we're going to start kick off the season in November, first week of November, which would be nice, and see how it goes.
So how has it been trying to trying to get everybody ready to play in this situation, Coach?
Well, obviously there's this ramp up period, and right now we've been pretty fortunate. Our guys have been working out through all this, and we've had meetings, but we've never had a practice. It was been individuals, some walkthroughs, and so now we can ramp that up a little bit. We have 6 weeks before we play a game. So that is ample time to get our guys prepared to play.
Coach, I'm curious, how much of the other college football games have you watched? I mean, we've seen some wild games and some wild outcomes. What have you thought of the level of play that you've seen?
Well, I think for the most part, without having spring ball and not having a lot of practices under your belt, it's gone pretty good. I think what you see right now with the offense's ability to go no huddle, the defenses are a little bit behind. And it's a smart way to run your offense right now early because defenders are not in shape. And when you can keep them on the field for long periods of drive, you can see it really enhances your ability to score points. Because they're wore down. They're not in shape. No one's in shape. It's no different than NFL. NFL didn't have any preseason games. And as much as the players don't like preseason games, I think as a whole, we don't like them a lot. But they actually allow you to get somewhat of football conditioning. And this is why you see all the soft tissue injuries in the National Football League. And quite honestly, defenses really, really struggling sometimes when these quarterbacks, especially in today's world, that can run around and extend plays, but also stay on the field with the no huddle offense and with the up tempo offense. You see defenses struggling a little bit early.
Have you noticed a lack of tackling? Is tackling struggling?
That's always part of it. Even everywhere. I mean, when you don't get to tackle live, and a lot of times in camp, anymore. The NFL, those players don't tackle a lot. They do drills, but there's not a lot of live tackling, rightly so. The players make some X amount of money. You don't want to get guys hurt. That's why those couple preseason games can help you, especially the veteran. If you can get him in there about 15, 20 plays, we can have some live tackling. But, yeah, that's part of it. But it's just it's by not participating, by not playing preseason games, for us, all of a sudden, college football, when you think about it, we don't have any ramp-up games. We go right into our conference schedule. So we're going to play conference teams right now, so every game is important to us.
Herm Edwards is our guest. Coach, whenever we have you on the show, we like to talk about the Chiefs, and boy,
sure.
After watching that Monday night football game, I don't know what else I can ask you about Patrick Mahomes, but my goodness, what did you think of that performance?
Well, he's a unique talent, and Andy has an offense that will allow him to use his talent. When you think about Andy has been been a great coach for a long time, and when you think about the quarterbacks that he's kind of watched play when he got into pro football. You know, he was with Green Bay and he had Brett Favre up there. And then he goes to Philadelphia, does a fantastic job as head coach there, and he has Donovan McNabb. And now he goes to Kansas City and he drafts Mahomes. And, he saw what it looks like when you have a quarterback that has the ability to create, to make the unannounced play. And his uniqueness is this, is that when he runs around in the pocket, he creates different angles to throw the ball down the field. That's a problem for defenses because you can't practice that. You just can't. You can't practice it because one week it looks like this. The next week he runs off somewhere else and it looks like that. So you got to try to keep him in there if you can, but it's very difficult. He's very athletic. He has great, great arm talent. He can throw it from different levels. He gets his hips turned very nicely when he goes to the left, you know, and he can square his hips up and throw the ball back to the right. You tell any quarterback, most of them, you say, look, when you run to the left, you can't throw the ball over the middle. You don't tell him that. He throws it over the middle. He throws it anywhere he wants. So it's really fun to watch him play.
You know, Coach, I was thinking about you because we've been talking about the newer wave of quarterbacks that seem to be having success at the NFL level. And it seems like almost every one of them has at least the ability to run. They might not be their primary thing, but like for Patrick Mahomes, he's a thrower that can run. And yeah. You got some guys that are runners that can throw too, but I'm almost curious, as you recruit kids and all that, are we getting to a point now where that's just part of the job? Like, can you be a quarterback at the highest level and not at least have some element of mobility right now?
Well, yeah, I think it is. You know, what do you look at when you say mobility? I think that's the key of your offense. And I think this, you know, can he buy time, and how does he buy time? Like some of these guys buy time by their ability to leave the pocket and just create, right? Other guys buy time by working in the pocket and their movement. The guys that can't run. I mean, they can. I'm not saying can't run, but I mean that's not their deal. They want to sit in there. And they'll move in the pocket. They'll manipulate the ability of the rush. I think what helps a lot of guys now, the fact that a lot of teams now spread you out, and when they spread you out across the field now, you know, all of a sudden there's not many players in the box, and when the players are not in the box, that creates a problem if you don't rush in the right lanes, right? So all these things become a factor. We are now in an era of when fans watch quarterbacks, they almost anticipate the guy's going to run around. All right, how can he extend the play? That's probably the word we're looking for. How do quarterbacks extend the play when the play is not there? And this is what these guys that are mobile can do. They can extend the play.
We have Herm Edwards on the line, and Coach, we're going to see a very interesting matchup on Sunday at Arrowhead between the Chiefs and the Patriots. Cam Newton, now the quarterback there, but one of Cam Newton's main weapons is a guy that you coached at Arizona State, so give us a scouting report on N'Keal Harry.
Big, powerful, strong receiver. Any contested ball that goes up in the air, more than likely he's coming down with it. Very physical, good runner when he catches the ball, when he gets the ball in his hand. Powerful guy. You know, I guess he's gaining more confidence. I don't know if are you guys able to go to the games or no?
Not as members of the media, no. Like if you buy, if you buy a ticket.
Okay, because I was going to tell you, if so, you know, the thing that you'll probably, and I don't know if you've ever seen him in person, but for the fans that watch the Patriots come in, they will be shocked if they haven't seen him in person, how big Cam Newton is.
Right.
Guy, he looks like a defensive end. I had him in college. I mean, I did his games in college when I was working for ESPN when he was at Auburn. And the first time I met him, I was shocked how big he is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, whoa. I mean, he's really big. And he's a big old athlete, too, now. He's got two great athletes now playing quarterback now. That'll be a fun game to watch if you're a fan.
You know what, Coach? It's a great point because he is the size of a linebacker that he's getting hit by, and he's a different type of runner because the other day, I think the first game of the year, Kyler Murray ran the ball 13 times, and I think he literally got tackled once. Every other time he went out of bounds. So he's not taking the punishment. Cam Newton is looking to dish out punishment when he runs sometimes. He gets hit, but he hits a lot. And I'm just curious what you think in terms of can he, at this point in his career, can he handle that for an entire season? And what is that going to do to the Chiefs' defense going up against a runner? Lamar Jackson last week's a guy that he doesn't want to get hit when he's running. Cam Newton doesn't mind getting hit. So what does that do differently for the Chiefs' defense in this game?
Well, you know, the thing about Cam, when you tackle him, he falls four yards forward. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. Because he's so tall. You know, he's about 6'5". And so he's a big man, powerful man. But he's a smart runner. Even though he's big, he's a smart runner because he understands this. He has to protect his throwing arm. You know, that's important in his shoulder. So with all these quarterbacks that run, you know, that's the first thing you tell them, look, you got to protect your shoulder. You got to protect your throwing arm. You cannot allow that to get hit. And then here's the key when you run. You got to be able to get up and play the next play. That running all, it's all fun until you can't play a series of plays. They don't want the quarterback sitting on the sideline, you know. And I think for the most part, the league does a nice job of protecting the quarterback. And that's tough, too, now on officials when you get these quarterbacks that run, you know, right? Because they're trying to protect them. And then all of a sudden they get hung up and they blow the whistle a little too soon and people get upset and they go, well, you know, he can run. Well, yeah, the problem is we don't want him to get hit either. Because it's all fun until the guy's sitting on the sideline, right? And then it's no fun. Then it's like, uh-oh, our guy got hurt. And then you say, well, he shouldn't run as much. Well, you can't have it both ways. They just have to be smart runners. And I think formation-wise now, the way the offenses create themselves, there are running lanes. They create running lanes. When the ball doesn't come out at 2.5 or 3 seconds, now you got a problem defensively. Because now those lanes expand. They expand. And that's the uniqueness of these quarterbacks. They understand that. They read the defense. They understand the coverage. And there's only maybe one guy close enough at, you know, across the line of scrimmage that's 5 yards deep or so because you got to spy the quarterback. You got to spy the guy. I mean, you got to have another guy all of a sudden that you say, what are we going to do? Are we going to drop in coverage or are we going to spy the quarterback? Well, now you spy the quarterback. That's not another guy in coverage. Or then you say, okay, we're going to bring 5 or 6. Good luck. Because if you don't get him and he gets the ball off, you got no one in the middle of the football field protecting the cover guy. So they're stretching defenses now. I mean, we see it in college football too. I mean, I'm looking at it as a coach in college football, all these spread offenses.
Coach, we're very happy for you and your team that you guys get to play coming up in November, and we'll be rooting for Arizona State to do well in the Pac-12. And as always, thank you so much for your time coming on the show, Coach.
Appreciate it, guys. Enjoy it, man. Enjoy them. You guys got a good football team. Enjoy it because that quarterback he's fun to watch now.
Well, you know what? We are enjoying it, Coach. Thank you so much for your time. That is, and we enjoy any time that we spend with Herm Edwards on the show. That's right. Don't you like to hear people talk about Mahomes? Adam Kaplan, Herm Edwards.
Oh, yeah. Gary. Like Bill Belichick. I mean, he was effusive in his praise of Mahomes earlier today when we played that sound.
Which means Mahomes is fantastic. Because it looked like he's miserable thinking about Mahomes.
Right.
It's
what do you think about Mahomes?
I mean,
well,
yeah.
I'll just be repeating all the superlatives that everybody else says.
Would you be excited to face him as defensive coordinator? Like, oh boy, here we go. This is going to be awesome. Nope.
Right. That's the only time you're not excited to watch Patrick Mahomes play.
And they got this running back now. Okay, fine. That was Herm Edwards. We're going to talk to Trenny Kuznarek up next from Boston on Sports Radio 810 WHB.